Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Tell him it won't be if he doesn't keep it out of the kitchen. Take it up to him.
Kitchen.
Greg?
Yeah?
You take it up to him.
Alice asked you to do it.
You do it. You were older.
Oh, no. Something broke.
Think we'd better go take a look.
Antique lamp.
Mom's gonna kill us.
Personally, I don't think you're gonna get off that easy.
Let's get this on the table.
Okay.
I hope we're able to fix it before Mom gets home.
I got some model airplane glue. It dries real fast.
Good deal. Alice, not a word about this to anyone, huh?
Fellas, I'm no squealer.
It's real important.
My mouth is shut.
Thanks.
I better shut my eyes, too.
What for?
Because if that lamp doesn't pass inspection, I don't want to see what your mom's gonna do to you.
That does it. What do you think?
Great. Nobody will know it was broken.
Good. Who is it?
It's me. Who do you think it is?
Do you think we can trust Bobby?
No way. He wouldn't squeal. He's too young, though. He might let it slip. Let's get this in the closet.
Hey, what's with you guys? Let me in.
You're there in a minute, Bobby. Pretend like you're studying.
What'd you have the door locked for?
We were studying.
Since when are you guys so crazy about homework?
We just didn't want to be disturbed, that's all.
Well, I just want to get my football.
I'll get it.
Why?
Why not? I'm your brother. You want the football? I'll get it for you. Go get him, Tiger. Sock it to him.
But I need my helmet, too.
Oh. I would like to use my helmet.
Yours? You never lend me yours.
I will now. For good luck in the game, you can adjust the strap. Have a great game, kid.
The store's crowded today. Anything new happen around here?
Nope.
Well, that was a pretty fast nope.
Yep.
Okay.
Hmm.
clean in here today.
Nope.
You're sure?
Yep.
You're beginning to sound like Gary Cooper again.
Look! Oh, my. How in the world do you suppose that happened?
That is what I'm trying to find out. Now, Alice, who was in here today?
Who? Well, it could be almost anybody. Hard to say.
Look, Alice, this is very important. Please. Now, you've always told me the truth before, haven't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've always told you the truth. The truth is something that I have always told you. I've always told you the truth.
Now, look, Alice. I want to know exactly how this happened, what happened, who did it, and why.
Is that a direct question? Yep, that's a direct question.
Alice is some friend.
Yeah, she said she'd keep her mouth shut. She sure opened it in a hurry.
Maybe it wasn't Alice's fault.
Nobody else knew we broke the lamp.
Good old Alice. She cost me a week's allowance.
Yeah, what about me? My allowance is bigger.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry. I didn't want to say anything.
Sure.
There was no way out of it. Look, I couldn't lie to your mother.
Couldn't you have just said nothing?
I tried. Honest, I did. I really tried.
Playing the record player last night.
Yeah, Marcia. She must have played that new album of hers about 20 times.
Wouldn't you call that squealing? All Alice had to do was to turn off the record player.
Well, maybe she didn't know the record player was on.
That's right. Maybe she didn't. Alice knows everything that goes on around here. Now I can't use a stereo for a whole week. I never thought Alice would turn into a squealer.
Hey, girls, I finally got it worked out so we're going to have the pillowcases match the sheets.
Grand.
Ever since I washed the yellow cases with the blue sheets, I've never been able to get caught up. Hey, Jan, aren't you supposed to be wearing your glasses while you're reading?
Oh, it's too much trouble.
Now, your folks said when you read, you wear them, remember?
You better put them on or she'll squeal on you, too.
Squeal? Oh, you mean Peter and Greg.
I mean me. You told Mom that I left the record player on all night.
I told what?
You know what. Now I can't use the stereo for a whole week.
Oh, honey, I had no idea when she asked me who'd been using it, why she wanted to know.
Sure you didn't.
No, honest, she just asked me a question and I answered it. I'm sorry, honey. No matter what I say nowadays, it turns out to be something I shouldn't have said.
Ready to go, Alice.
The new people on the corner invited us over to swim.
Good. Find out if they've got a housekeeper. Maybe she'll invite me over. Bobby, are you wearing your new trunks or those old ones with all the holes? You're not wearing your bathing suit. You're wearing your birthday suit.
They swim without clothes on over there. We can't wear any if they don't wear any.
Who moved in down there? Adam and Eve?
No, they're the Belfields.
Their father's a doctor.
We couldn't have much of a practice if they can't afford bathing suits. Now, upstairs and suit up.
Dr. Belfield says the sun has lots of vitamins.
Well, so does orange juice, but you don't go swimming in it. Come on, upstairs.
Why can't we go like this?
You are not going to swim in an X-rated swimming pool without your parents' permission.
But, Alice...
No buts. Out, 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 oh. Out. Kids, how'd it go today?
Okay.
You both had tests, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I got some beautiful peaches today. You want some?
No, thank you.
Can you fix it?
Sure, it'll be easy. Gee, it's harder than I thought.
Maybe Alice can fix it.
We don't want Alice doing us any favors.
Yeah, you're right. Greg and Peter said we can't trust her anymore.
Marcia and Jan said the same thing.
I guess Alice isn't our friend anymore.
Yeah. Remember how we all used to like her?
I don't know how it happened between the kids and me.
Don't start crying again, Alice. The coffee's weak enough already.
I feel so awful.
Look, Alice, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, we used to have such fun together. My last birthday, the boys made up this big card like a diploma. They made me an honorary brother. And the girls made my birthday cake. It was just terrible. I mean, it was full of dry lumps of flour, and the whipped cream was sour, and the icing was runny, and I just loved it. I had three pieces!
Can't you talk to Mr. and Mrs. Brady about this?
Well, that'd just make it worse for the kids. I mean, they'd resent me even more. Besides, I can't make them order the kids to like me.
Alice, you've made the worst mistake a housekeeper can make. Getting too emotionally involved with the family. And I speak from experience. When I'm working, I just do my work. Getting too attached can break your heart.
Well, that's why I've got to leave right away. The sooner the better. You got to help me, Kay. I mean, as long as you're not working right now, you could fill in for me until the Bradys find a regular housekeeper.
What excuse are you going to give them for leaving?
Well, I don't know. Think of something.
Alice, are you sure this is what you want?
No, it isn't what I want, but it's what's best. And the sooner I leave, the better.
Leave us? Alice, I don't know what to say.
Well, my Uncle Winston called me last night, and I wanted to tell you right then and there, but I just couldn't.
Yeah, I could tell you were upset about something.
You see, my Uncle Winston has this very nice dress shop, but 2 days ago, the woman that runs it for him just up and eloped. I'd be taking over for her.
Oh, yeah, that really sounds like a very good job, Alice.
I could earn quite a bit of money, and eventually I'd be partner. Really a terrific opportunity.
Well, you know we'd never stand in your way.
Of course, it's not just the money. I mean, it's family. My Uncle Winston, you know.
Oh, Alice, of course I know. You're like a member of our family. We all love you very much.
I love all of you, too. I promised I'd leave right away.
Well, Alice, what am I going to tell the children? They'll be heartbroken. Couldn't you just stay till they come home from school and say goodbye?
I'll write him a letter, or give him a call. I really better get packed if I'm not going to miss that plane.
Alice? Could I give you a hand?
Well, you should have seen the look on Lester's face when he found his sneakers filled with the shaving cream.
Oh, terrible.
Hi.
Hi. You're not Alice.
No, I'm not. I'm Kay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Where's Alice?
Gone. And you are?
Marcia. What do you mean, gone?
Left. Packed up. Went. And you are?
Greg. Where?
Back home.
For good?
Seems so.
Alice took off just like that? I can't believe it.
You can believe it.
Thanks.
Gee, I never thought Alice would leave.
We were just kind of ignoring her for squealing on us.
She didn't even say goodbye.
She could have at least left a note.
I guess she just doesn't like us anymore.
Well, if that's the way she feels about it, it's okay with me. Maybe she's doing us a big favor by leaving.
You said it!
Yeah.
Let's look on the bright side. At least we won't have to worry about being snitched on anymore.
Right. No more of Alice's reports to Mom and Dad.
I bet Kay's not a snitcher like Alice.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll like her even better.
We probably will.
Sure.
Hey, Kay, I bet you can't work this puzzle.
Sorry, I don't have time for puzzles.
Alice used to bet with us all the time, remember?
She could never work the puzzle.
Sure she could.
She could not.
She could, too. She just wanted to make you feel good.
Give me a quarter, come on. Hey. Hi, Kay. Hey, Kay. How about you and Peter against me on 2-on-1?
Sorry, a housekeeper doesn't play basketball. She keeps house.
But Alice used to play with us.
Yeah, in fact, it used to crack me up the way she shot the ball.
Yeah.
Watch this, Kay. Spread her legs real wide, right? She'd line it up.
That was Alice. I'm Kay.
I got this one from Loretta. It's really cute.
Really?
Hey, wow, that's really neat. Listen to that, Kay. Isn't it great for dancing? Alice used to make up the craziest step.
Oh, yeah, remember the one that she called the mugwump?
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, you should go like this.
So, hey, and then she got this. Yeah, like
looks pretty silly to me. Mrs. Brady.
Oh, thanks, Kay.
If you don't need me for anything, I'd like to get on home.
All right. Unless you would like to stay and watch a little television with me. Alice used to do that every once in a while.
No, thank you, Mrs. Brady.
I always ended up watching her programs.
I have my own TV set at home. So if you'll just excuse me, I'll go get my things.
Oh, all right. Good night, Kay.
Good night.
Hi, kids. Would you like to watch some TV with me?
No, Mom. We'd kind of like to talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
Well, we wanted to talk to you about Alice.
Alice? What about her?
Well, we think we know why she left and took the other job.
It was our fault. All of us kids weren't being very nice to her.
Sort of giving her the cold shoulder treatment.
Cold shoulder?
Well, we figured that she wasn't our friend anymore.
Why on earth would you think a thing like that?
Because she was squealing on us.
Squealing on you?
Well, like with Pete and me breaking the lamp.
And me leaving the record player on?
For your information, young man, Alice didn't squeal on you. I asked her to tell me what happened, and I told her I wanted to know the truth. And as for you, she had absolutely no idea why I asked her about the record player. Absolutely none.
She said that, and I didn't believe her.
Oh.
Well, we never wanted her to leave.
Can you blame her?
We're sorry, Mom. We all want her back.
I'm afraid sorry won't help. Sometimes when you push people too far, you just can't bring them back again.
Come on, Marcia. Oh, hi.
Hi. I guess you heard.
Yes, I heard.
We didn't mean we don't like you, Kay.
I understand.
We sure spread sunshine around. Hi.
Say, kids, the strangest coincidence happened to me last night. I was visiting a friend, and we had coffee in this restaurant, and guess who I bumped into?
Who?
Alice.
Alice? Here in town? Where? Tell us, please.
The Golden Spoon at 4th and Oak.
Well, are you sure it was her?
Positive. There's only one Alice.
You can say that again.
Oh, thanks, Kay.
Yeah, that's two toasts and coffee. And one bacon, lettuce, tomato, and coffee. Right, that'll be right up, folks.
6, please.
6? Right this way. There we are. Enjoy your food.
Thank you.
There she is.
I just got back to town. That other job I had didn't work out. This is a good job, though. Good tips.
Good.
Alice.
Oh, yeah, I'll be with you in a moment, folks. It's really an interesting job. I meet a lot of interesting people.
Oh, sure
you do. That's really, yeah.
Well, what are you doing around here, anyway?
Well, we're just passing by.
Passing by?
Sure, on our way home from school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. You all go to different schools.
Miss, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, I'll be right there, right there. How are the folks?
Oh, but
they're
fine.
Great. Okay, yeah.
Alice, the customers are waiting.
I'm taking an order, Mr. Foster.
Well, take it. Get a move on.
Well, I guess we should order something.
Miss, do you mind?
One minute.
I guess I'll have a glass of milk and a chocolate donut.
Milk and a plain donut.
Chocolate.
Chocolate makes you break out.
Alice!
He's a very nervous man. Bobby, will you stop bringing everybody else's water? You won't have any room left for your food. Okay, who's next?
Me. I'll have a caramel fudge sundae.
One fruit cup. Too much caramel sundae makes too much Marsha.
And then I'll have the caramel fudge sundae.
Good. Two fruit cups.
I don't know what I want.
Well, don't squint, Jan. Put your glasses on.
Thanks, Alice.
Alice, we've missed you.
We're sorry for what we did.
We didn't mean to treat you that way.
We love you, Alice.
We know you didn't squeal on us.
Honest, Alice.
You mean you really missed me?
Oh, yeah, Alice,
yeah,
did we
ever.
Every time I go by a telephone, I want to phone you guys. The other day I took a taxi out just to look at the house. Well, you got no idea how much I've missed you.
Alice!
Oh, Mr. Foster, these are the Bradys.
Marvelous. And these are the customers. They'd like a word with you if you don't mind.
You got no idea how much I've missed these kids.
Perhaps I can arrange for you to spend more time with them. All day, if you get the point.
Yeah. Right. Oh, thank you, Mr. Foster. Thank you so much. Come on, kiss us both.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
I got my old job back, Mr. Foster, and I'm never going to leave it again.
Tell you how good it is to have you back.
I have to keep pinching myself to be sure I really am.
No, I really believe that story you told us about your Uncle Winston.
Well, I may not be greatest housekeeper in the world, but I'm a pretty good liar. By the way, did Kay work out all right?
Oh, Alice, she was fabulous. The house was always spotless. She relined the kitchen cupboards. She ironed the clothes without a wrinkle. She vacuumed the drapes. Oh, Alice, wait till you hear this. She even dusted the garage. You want to know something, Alice?
What?
It was one of the worst weeks we have ever had. Don't ever do that again.